WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council has decided to hire a search firm as part of selecting a city manager. Mayor Carl Mooney says the goal is to have someone on board this summer.
Maybe not yet working actually for the city, but in a situation or a status whereby that individual could at least be sitting in and attending our August budget workshops.
Councilman Bob Brick voted against hiring a search firm.
I preferred that we search from within ourselves, not just within, but that is that we manage the search ourselves.
The mayor says former managers have also reached out to him with possible candidates. 6 months ahead of schedule, Texas A&M's capital campaign has reached the $3 billion mark. Foundation President Tyson Bokel says the giving of more than 630,000 people helps offset reduced state funding.
If you look at state funding for this institution, in the 80s it was to the tune of about 80%, and now it's in the tune of somewhere around 20%. Well, some of that gap is being filled now through philanthropy that normally would have to come either from taxpayers or some other revenue source for the university.
The Lead by Example campaign has a final goal of $4 billion. There is now a chief international officer at Texas A&M. Vice Provost Michael Benedict was named to that post by President Michael Young. Benedict, who will continue as the university's second highest academic administrative position, will be in charge of growing educational, research, and business opportunities around the world. One of the few times the leader of the restoration of downtown Bryan's Queen Theater is not inside the historic building, he's talking about the project. City Councilman Ben Hardiman reported at this week's meeting that all sheetrock work has been completed. About half the painting was completed, and flooring was scheduled to start earlier this week.
I'm still not breathing a sigh of relief that we will be totally finished on May 4th, but I haven't given up on that idea at all. I'd say we have a 90% chance of getting there, and looking forward to bringing that building and that facility back online in service to the city of Bryan.
The Queen's grand opening is on Friday, May 4th. April is Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. Brazos County Commissioners issued a proclamation during this week's meeting, which was accepted by Martha Operstini of the Brazos Valley Sexual Assault Resource Center.
Right before I started in 2013, we saw 76 victims at the hospital. This past year, in 2017, it was over 200. That number continues to grow. Even last month, we saw 42 new survivors that have come to seek our services.
More information about the agency, including the 24-hour crisis hotline number, is online at sarcbv.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 72 degrees. You can text us your news tips, traffic alerts, and photos to 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with two of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fun Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fun Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April.
Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Books in a Blanket is a local nonprofit organization founded by two girls, Harper and Maggie. Their goal is to promote literacy and well-being across the Brazos Valley to in-need children. Books in a Blanket will be having a book drive April 28th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. in collaboration with the Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event at the University Services Complex. Please bring new or used children's books along with any monetary donations to the collection event. Log on to booksinablanket.com or twinoakslandfill.com for more info.
Hey, good morning. 710 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Your weather, it's sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent. Part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today. 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliate, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Cloudy and breezy for today. Scattered showers are a possibility. So is a thunderstorm. It'll reach 80 to 85. Best chance for the rain is late today. Partial clearing, breezy overnight, turning cooler and drier, 50 to 55. Nice weekend. It's just going to be cool. Sunny and breezy tomorrow. Highs 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night will fall all the way back to 40. Sunny and breezy 65 to 70 during Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, ton of Aggie action over this weekend. Last night, things kicked off at Bluebell, where Texas A&M baseball squared off against Alabama. The Aggs rallied for a 12-6 win. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childers coming up. Also, Aggie softball welcomes Kentucky to town. It's a matchup of two top 25 teams, so we'll hear from head coach Joe Evans. And also, the Maroon and White game is tomorrow at Kyle Field. Get ready, get pumped. Here's some from one of the team captains. That would be Dalen Mack. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you are. There's a lot of stuff because it is Parents Weekend.
A whole bunch of stuff.
So we, you know, try to put our best foot forward.
So bring on the rain.
Yeah, exactly. So remember, now you got all sorts of athletic stuff going on.
Yep.
You got that ring thing happening.
Yep.
Today, indoors. You probably know that if you care. If you're interested in that.
Yeah.
The Downtown Street and Art Fair is in Downtown Bryan tomorrow. Mm-hmm. All that associated with all these people who have been nice enough to send their children to this university here.
And their money.
That's right. Been dumping that money in here. And so they figure, here's our first payoff. We get the ring. And then pretty soon, according to plan,
the diploma.
Yeah, the child will actually graduate.
Maybe.
So we'll see. Now, it's cloudy outside. It kind of looks threatening, yeah, as y'all know, as you look out your window.
I look out my window and I see a hallway wall.
Yeah. Now, again, we get our weather from Rob, but Rob doesn't mention wind and stuff like that. So here's what the National Weather Service says. Not that it's right. Okay, just again, rolling it out there. But chance of showers or thunderstorms possible after 11 o'clock this morning. South winds at 15, gusting to 25. Chance of precipitation 50%, anywhere between a tenth of an inch of rain or higher is possible. Yeah, again, if it's on you, you know, if that little cloud's right over you, you may get more than that. So tonight, a 50% chance of showers. Winds will continue to gust up to 20 miles an hour. Then on Saturday, we've got a 40% chance of rain and a high near 66, which is nice, but the winds are out of the north then, gusting to 20 miles an hour. Then Saturday night, it's 40, and then on Sunday night, about 42. Okay, sunshine, but it's going to be breezy. So that basically is your weekend. Plan accordingly.
Plan ahead.
USA Today has released some early results from their annual Save Our Shows survey, which lets people voice their support for TV shows that may be in danger of being canceled. In a survey, they've received 100,000 votes spread over 30 different shows that are supposedly on the bubble. So, they haven't released any actual numbers yet, but there are three dramas that have emerged as favorites. In other words, that the folks are saying, keep this show on. They are Designated Survivor. That's where Jack Bauer is now president of the United States, except his name's not Jack Bauer. It's still Kiefer Sutherland.
And he's not nearly as cool.
No, and he whispers, you know, that's the way he talks. He just whispers all the time. And he wears glasses. He's kind of goofy looking sometimes. The Blacklist, which really was a hot show about 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And we were discussing it with somebody the other day, and it's just, I've got 12 episodes
okay.
stacked away somewhere in my TiVo. I may watch it sometime, but right now I just don't
care. Well, how long is the list? Does it keep getting longer?
What's that?
The Blacklist.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Raymond Reddington, he goes and finds other bad people that need to be killed rather than him.
Oh.
Timeless is the third one.
Oh.
So there you go.
There we go.
There. Interested there. Some others that are on this year's list include AP Bio, Brooklyn 999.
Okay.
Criminal Minds, Fresh Off the Boat, Kevin Can Wait, Scorpion.
I just don't have time for all of this.
You're right. You don't.
I don't.
Voting is open right now, so, you know, if you want to go vote to save your show.
Okay.
If you
got
to
put your priorities together, Chelsea.
Right? TV.
TV comes first.
That's right. 7:15, the Infomaniacs. Do we have enough condiments? I mean, is there anything else we need?
I love condiments.
Well, and you know, I don't like honey mustard. I'm just saying.
I know.
What?
That's so weird.
Really?
I love honey mustard.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
All types of honey mustard.
Okay, but now you go to the sandwich bar.
Okay.
Okay, so you got mustard and you got mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
And you got relish. And, of course, here in Texas, we have salsa, so because you can
sure.
put that on anything.
Yeah.
All right, is that enough?
No.
No?
Well, I don't know. What are we eating?
Yeah, well, it's just stuff.
A sandwich.
Yeah, just sandwiches.
So you go to Subway.
Yeah. Heinz has a product in the Middle East called mayo chip.
That okay.
Which is a mix of ketchup and mayonnaise.
Mm. Okay.
It's been on sale for a few years, and it's just starting to get some major attention.
It's kind of like a creamy ketchup.
Yeah, the combo of ketchup and mayo, pretty familiar to us over here. We have lots of other names for it. Fry sauce, Big Mac sauce, Thousand Island,
yeah.
Russian dressing, burger sauce, cocktail sauce, any of that. So...
mayo chip.
But that's not enough. That's right. We want this sauce.
I want mayo chip.
So they're attempting a viral stunt. They put up a Twitter poll that says, quote, want mayo chip in stores? ? 500,000 votes yes so far. We'll release the results later to saucy Americans. So
oh yeah.
Go vote for that if you want to.
What?
If they get 500,000 votes, then...
Wait. I'm looking at it right now.
All right.
And not look appetizing?
No. And it says, want mayo chip in stores, as you said, vote yes. The two choices... Oh, okay. This was confusing. The two choices, listen, pass the Heinz mayo chip, which I read is like, pass, I don't want it.
Oh, I got you.
And then the next one is, nah, I'll make my own. So I thought both of them were like negative answers.
All right,
but I guess pass the Heinz mayo chip is yes.
At the table.
That is a confusing tweet.
Caller.
Heinz.
Wait. Okay. Now, caller.
Chow. That's what they need to put on a relish bar.
What? Chow. Oh, that's interesting.
What did he say?
Chow.
What's that?
Oh, it's a relish that usually I like it hot.
Spicy.
Yeah. Chow. There's all
chow
sorts of,
chow?
Yeah.
Why have I never heard of this?
I don't know.
It's called different things,
yeah.
I think. But yeah.
Now, it may have some tomatillas in it. It may have some, some green tomatoes.
I just Googled chow chow and big fluffy
dog.
Dog.
Yeah. Different stuff.
Chow,
so.
Chow.
All right, here we go. Walmart offering puckery summer treats. Huh. Sour Patch Kids Frozen Confections.
Ooh.
Daily.
that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, sour.
Red, white, and blue ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be lemon sorbet, vanilla ice cream, and sour red berry swirls with chunks of small blue Sour Patch Kids inside the ice pops. Ah.
All together?
Yeah, apparently.
So I feel like if you're going to go sour or fruity,
yeah.
But then when you add that vanilla ice cream,
I'm not sure.
It's kind of weird.
That's a lot.
Well, I've never gotten the Dreamsicle thing myself.
Oh,
I'm just
really?
Yeah,
oh, I like a good Dreamsicle.
Anyway, they're available exclusively at Wally World, apparently, till the
All
end
right.
of the year, so you can do that.
And I don't want, like, a little gummy in my ice cream.
All right, so now let's do this now. Of course, we don't have a Krispy Kreme here. We might again sometime, but Krispy Kreme has done some heavy lifting when it comes to launching the all-new Nutter Butter Cookie Twist and Chips Ahoy Cookie Donuts.
Wow.
Marketing manager promises that they are taking these treats to the next level with an awesome donut experience.
Hmm.
The Nutter Butter. I'm saying this because it's Friday, Mr. Downs.
Hey.
Just saying.
Hey. Donut Day.
The Nutter Butter variety features the original glazed twist dipped in a peanut butter icing.
Mmm.
Can you go for that?
Yeah.
It beats the heck out of maple, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather do like a peanut butter bacon.
Ooh, put some bacon bits on there. You know, we've got like the gourmet donut places here in town. And there's a couple of them.
And that's what I was going to ask you guys. Do y'all think that eventually kind of like cupcakes went that way? Although there wasn't a generic chain cupcake. You would just go to like, you know, the grocery store and buy them. But boutique cupcake stores really started taking over. Now you've got donut stores. Are they going to eventually run, you know, like a Krispy Kreme or a Shipley's out of business?
Well, I don't know that that's necessarily the case. Here's the reason, because I think there's always going to be a very large market where people are like getting donuts for a gathering or donuts for church.
And it's harder to do that at the boutique
They're not going to spend $1.20 a donut on people who they don't know.
Instead of, you know, whatever, 25 cents, 50 cents.
Hey, they're just your coworkers, okay?
Right.
It's not like you're going to want to spend a lot of money.
That is true. But if you're a donut connoisseur you really want, you know, a peanut butter bacon donut, you will make the drive.
For yourself. Right.
You'll go to the XYZ donut store.
You ever been, you know, you go, have you ever been driving around with somebody you know and you get to a drive-in window and they order something and it just makes you look at them like they're from another planet?
What the heck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Get out of my car.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. If you get a donut that has bacon on it and then they turn to you and go, do you want anything? I'm going, no, I'm good. Yeah.
That's
all right. I'm just saying, it seems a little unusual. White Castle, we don't have them here.
We do not.
But they have come out with a vegetarian burger that apparently bleeds. I mean, it has the look of beef. Could you want that?
But you don't want your burger to bleed anyways.
Well, and you're a vegetarian because you don't like animal product that looks like animal product. You want your black bean burger to look like black beans.
And taste like
not
it
like
too.
A bleeding cow.
So apparently that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make them extra juicy so that they'll look like it's a real... What, so you won't get shamed for being a vegetarian eating
a
burger?
I guess, but mm-mm.
All
nope.
Right, 7:21.
Hank the Cow Dog is coming back to the Bush Library and Museum on May 22nd and 23rd. Hank's vibrant author, John Erickson, will sing songs accompanying himself on the banjo and read from various books using the voices of the characters. Every student on site receives a free Hank the Cow Dog book, and free bus funding is available for schools. For more information and to make reservations, visit bush41.org. That's bush41.org. If your roof is leaking from recent hail or high winds, Lone Star Roof Systems has you covered. Lone Star will work with you and your insurance company to make sure the damage is covered. Lone Star Roof Systems is local, fully insured, and backed by a 10-year workmanship guarantee. Call the Lone Star specialists and let them perform a free roof inspection today. Lone Star Roof Systems. They stand behind their work so you can stand under it. Click MyAggieRoofer.com. No jingles, just roofs.
1 month,
1 goal,
100 new Chevys. It's the biggest sale of the year at Tom Light Chevrolet. Choose from our largest car and truck inventory. Every new truck, every new SUV, every new car. We will not be undersold. Tom Light Chevrolet never backs down from a challenge. And this challenge will save you thousands. 1 month, 1 goal, 100 new Chevys. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Chevy, find new roads.
Hey, good morning, 7:23, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Are you going to burn your weekend doing your taxes? You don't need to. Make an appointment or just stop in one of the four locations in the area of H&R Block and let the tax professionals from H&R Block take your stuff and look for every last deduction. Maybe you think you're going to have to pay this year. You're not going to get back as much as you want. You've put it off. Now, if you've been a procrastinator or you just know it's too complicated, let the experience of H&R Block work for you this year. Don't trust anybody else with your tax work. Remember that H&R Block guarantees that it's done right or it's free. They've got the expertise to take care of the most complicated tax situation and take care of it for you. So you can make an appointment again or you can just drop by. They're open late and they're ready to serve you with four locations in the area. In College Station on Texas Avenue in the Cole Shopping Center, two locations in Bryan, one at the corner of East 29th Street and Carter Creek Parkway. And the Bryan location is on Kroger, on Boonville Road next to the Kroger there. And in Caldwell, they're located on Highway 21 across from the Convention Center. This the year? H&R Block can do your taxes for you. Okay, so coming up, it's Friday the 13th, by the way, in case you missed that. Other superstitions. We'll talk about that in the next half hour and how they came to be. Some of them are a little bit goofy.
Okay.
So when you're in jail, I'm sure you can't wait for that day when you finally get to go home.
Well,
but
I'm
after
sure.
all that time, what's another 10 or 20 minutes?
Sure.
29-year-old Jonathan Bentley got released from jail one day in Alexandria, Louisiana. Not clear what he was in for or for how long, but the jail was about 25 miles from his house. So a policeman drove him to the county line and dropped him off so that another one could pick him up and take him the rest of the way.
That was nice.
It was, but the second cop didn't show up right away.
Oh.
Jonathan got impatient.
So he stole a car.
No, he stole a bike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He started walking until he found a bike that he could steal, so he stole the bike. That's when the cop saw him, stopped him, arrested him, put him back in jail for theft.
Well, see, too bad he didn't live here because he could have rented one.
That's right. They've got those yellow bikes. Is
right.
The one that's parked in our parking lot
still.
Right now. If they moved it.
Oh, good.
It's over by the Creekside part of the...
okay.
Yeah, so there. But anyhow, that'll be around. Now, see, that'd be great if your parents are in for ring day. Mom, Dad, I rented bikes for us.
Yeah,
in
let's
the
go
rain.
Until it stops.
Yeah, that'll be too much
fun. Until the pedals
fun.
Lock up.
Yeah, so that'll... Well, yeah, just don't go too far or too long. It's, yeah. But anyway, wouldn't that be a fun experience?
Sure.
My mom and dad came here for ring day, and I got bikes for them.
I planned a whole weekend for you guys.
That's it. You'll enjoy it. All right, let's have a look at the weather. It's 7:26. It's brought to you this morning by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports and daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Here's what we got for a high temperature today, about 81. Chance of showers up to 50% today. Some could be locally heavy. We'll see how all that develops. Big deal is the wind, too. It's going to be up to about 25 miles an hour during the day. 50-50 chance of showers tonight, and the winds will still be up probably at about 20 miles an hour. Thing is, they're going to become northwest after midnight. So when you wake up tomorrow, clouds will start breaking up. We'll be at 66, but again, it'll be a windy 66 with winds out of the north at 20 miles an hour. 41 for the low on Saturday night. Sunday got sunshine and 66, but more of that wind. And then things get back to kind of what we expect this time of year as we start next week with lots of sunshine. Right now, winds are out of the south at 17. We have overcast skies, and it's 72.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Recently, I told you about a San Francisco Chronicle columnist upset with Orange County, California. He's mad that Orange County voted to opt out of California's sanctuary law. He's mad that they won't allow homeless shelters in some neighborhoods. And he complained that wealthy suburbs shouldn't act so ugly. Well, a new Los Angeles plan to deal with its massive homeless problem ought to make this guy very happy. Last year, the L.A. Board of Supervisors approved a pilot program to allow homeowners to convert their garages into housing for the homeless, or they could build new little sheds for the homeless in their backyards. Plans for the 320 square foot backyard huts are on the drawing board. Maybe Obama's brother could move in. The local government would give the tenants vouchers to cover most of the rent, but the homeless would be responsible for paying the rest. Now, what could go wrong here? There's 60,000 homeless people in L.A., so this could be the magic wand to finally solve the problem. Right. Once it works in L.A., the idea can spread to other California cities, and soon our angry little San Francisco Chronicle columnist can have his own very own homeless person as a backyard neighbor. He can show the ugly acting rich people in Orange County how to be nice. Folks, not a word of this was made up. It's all real.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I was just reading the obituaries, and you know Bob from down the street?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his lawnmower died.
Should we send flowers?
No, Karen, it's a lawnmower. We should send Mechanic in a Bottle.
This spring, if your lawn equipment doesn't start right up, get Mechanic in a Bottle. You don't need to remove the carburetor or, worse, pay someone else to do it. Mechanic in a Bottle will clean the fuel system and have your lawn equipment running within minutes. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart, or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at the rest of your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. 3 weeks from today is the grand opening of the restored Queen Theater in downtown Bryan.
When I'm not working on it, I'm laying awake at night wondering about what I should be working on.
City Councilman Ben Hardiman's update at this week's council meeting was that the final tasks are progressing well.
I think we completed all sheetrock work today, including tape, float, and texture. And we have about 50% of the painting done already.
The Downtown Bryan Association will be announcing grand opening events in the near future. Texas A&M's capital campaign has reached the $3 billion milestone 6 months ahead of schedule.
At the end of the day, every single penny that we raise counts, and every single penny is going to impact a student's life, or it's going to impact a faculty member's research project or their life or a building on campus. You don't have to be a millionaire to make an impact or be part of Lead by Example.
Foundation President Tyson Vogel says while the campaign is global, he doesn't take local communities for granted.
I think that the local community here is integral to everything that makes A&M unique as well. I'm originally from Brenham, Texas. I appreciate the university, but I appreciate Bryan and College Station and Navasota and all our communities dearly.
630,000 donations have been received or pledged since the start of the Lead by Example campaign. Texas A&M has announced the creation of a new administrative position and the person who will fill that slot. Vice Provost Michael Benedict will continue in that role while serving as A&M's first chief international officer. University officials say Benedict will represent A&M abroad to identify, evaluate, and prioritize collaborative endeavors with international partners. The College Station City Council voted 6-1 last night to hire a search firm to assist in the selection of a city manager. Mayor Carl Mooney is aware of some interest in the job.
I've received some emails. I know some of the former individuals who have been our city managers, and there's a couple at least in town still. They have some people in mind, and they've encouraged them to be candidates.
Councilman Bob Brick wanted the council to manage the search.
If you can identify people like a search company would do through your own connections, then that seems to me as if it were would speed the process up, give us a much more hands-on approach to it, and perhaps come in less expensively.
The mayor's goal is to hire a manager in time for that person to attend the council's budget workshops this August. Proclamations issued at this week's Brazos County Commissioners Court meeting included recognizing April as Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. Martha Opperstini from the Brazos Valley Sexual Assault Resource Center says 5 years ago they saw 76 victims in the hospital. Last month, 42 new survivors sought their services.
It's one of those things that people don't like to talk about, but it's real and it's happening here. As our community grows, we seem to have more people coming up. What I pray is that's not that there are more incidences occurring, but that women and men are feeling empowered to say that it happened to them and that they want to take steps to try to make sure that they live a better life from here forth.
More information about the agency, including the 24-hour crisis hotline phone number, at sarcbv.org. Watch out for new paper vehicle tags being issued by the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles.
The paper license plates, which are put on by the dealer when you buy a car, now have bigger letters and numbers and a barcode that can be scanned by police, making it more difficult for them to be forged. The new system went into effect earlier this week, but the DMV says the old ones will still be on the road for the next 60 days since tags issued prior to the change have not expired yet. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman is in jail after a federal jury found him guilty yesterday of 23 of 24 charges. The judge, who considered Stockman a flight risk, scheduled sentencing for August 17th. Federal prosecutors said Stockman conspired with two staffers to bilk conservative foundations out of at least $775,000 that was meant for charitable purposes and voter education. Stockman's lawyer says his client committed no crimes. The House Ethics Committee says a panel investigating former Texas Congressman Blake Farenthold has ended its work now that he has resigned. A committee spokesperson is encouraging Farenthold to repay $84,000 of taxpayer money used to settle a lawsuit in which a former aide accused him of sexual harassment. The chief executive of the online advertising site Backpage.com and the company have entered a plea agreement with federal prosecutors on charges that includes human trafficking in Texas. According to the plea deal, CEO Carl Ferrer says he was aware that a great majority of the site's ads were for sex services, and a Backpage co-founder will remain jailed through the weekend in Arizona on charges of facilitating prostitution. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 72 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with two of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fun Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fun Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April. Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
You know the name, Cangelosi Roofing Restoration. You know Cangelosi Roofing is local. Cangelosi Roofing Restoration is also your insurance claim specialist. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration. Johnny Cangelosi, Aggie Class of 83. He stands behind his work and backs up all warranties. Cangelosi Roofing, a local Aggie roofer taking care of his neighbors. Call locally 450-4783. That's 450-4783. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, the weather is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cloudy and breezy for today. Scattered showers are a possibility. So is a thunderstorm. It'll reach 80 to 85. Best chance for the rain is late today. Partial clearing, breezy overnight, turning cooler and drier, 50 to 55. Nice weekend. It's just going to be cool. Sunny and breezy tomorrow. Highs 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night will fall all the way back to 40. Sunny and breezy 65 to 70 during Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. The rain, the weather cannot rain on Aggie Baseball's parade. They've rallied for a 12-6 win over Alabama last night. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childers coming up. Also, Aggie Softball welcomes Kentucky to town this weekend. It is the last series at the Aggie Softball Complex before the team moves to Davis Diamond, and Coach Joe Evans met with the media yesterday. And also the Maroon and White game tomorrow. Now, it's interesting. Their seniors from both teams, or I should say the seniors on the team, picked the squads, so kind of an old-school schoolyard style. Daylon Mack, who's a captain for the White squad, he says he calls shenanigans.
Oh, it was really, something at the beginning. I'm not going to really say what happened, but I think we kind of got hosed with a couple picks at first. But, we ended up, I think, after the draft, we ended up having the best team.
We'll hear more from Daylon coming up. All that and more in sports.
So there's controversy.
Controversy. Hey, we've got some collusion.
Now, we had this story, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, that they've launched a new satellite for weather use out there that was supposed to take us light years ahead, a quantum leap, I think their terms.
Yes.
So I don't know why we even think that there's any probability that the weather people should be wrong now, because, I mean, those new satellites are out there, right? To wit, Weather Underground, one website, now gives us some real specificity on our chances of rain. For instance, at 1 o'clock today, the chance of rain is 62%.
Dang.
62%.
As opposed to 60%.
Right. At 3 o'clock, it'll be 81%. So, you know, I mean, if we can start getting to that point, that's really pretty good. So, there. All right, it's Friday the 13th, in case you didn't know. By the way, there's another one coming up in July. Are you one of those people? So what's the deal on Friday the 13th? Nobody knows for sure how this whole thing got started. There is a biblical origin, as far as some people are concerned, tied to the number of guests at the Last Supper and Jesus' crucifixion on Good Friday. Breaking a mirror. Ancient Romans believed that mirrors held a piece of our soul.
Oh, okay.
And there was a separate myth that our body renews itself every 7 years. So you put those two things together, and you break a mirror, and then you get that seven years of bad luck.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Our bodies renew themselves?
Yeah, that's what. Well,
what, like older?
I don't know.
More broken?
The Romans thought. I don't know. Black cat crossing your path. Black cats got a bad rap in the Middle Ages when they were associated with witchcraft and demons. Mm. And then the whole demon thing kind of snowballed with the idea of the black cat crossing your path. Therefore, that would be blocking your connection with God and the path to heaven.
Oh, I like black kitties.
There you go. All right, walking under a ladder.
Yep.
Back in medieval days, ladders were associated with hanging people, the gallows, okay? So if you walked under one of those, you might be facing your own death.
Okay. Or it's just dangerous.
And that too. Opening, it could be somebody painting up there or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Opening umbrellas indoors.
Uh-huh.
Again, nobody's really sure exactly, but one theory is that the ancient Egyptians used to use umbrellas, but they used them to protect themselves from the sun. And so opening the umbrella indoors when it was an insult to the sun god.
Gotcha.
All right, spilling salt. Couple of reasons here. Back in the day, salt was expensive. It was a trading commodity. So if you spilled it, it was wasteful.
Okay.
Yeah. The other is considered to be a magical substance in ancient times where it was used to perform rituals, so spilling it meant that you were letting the devil in.
Interesting. Yeah.
And then stepping on a crack. Okay, this one is from European and early American folk tales, which said that the empty spaces and cracks on the ground were actually connections from the earth to the spirit world.
Ooh.
So if you stepped on a crack, you're messing with people.
Gotcha.
And you're going to break your mama's back.
Yeah. That's what they say. Yo.
Yeah, if our bodies are supposed to renew themselves every 7 years, I think I forgot to pay the subscription.
Yeah, I hear you.
I know. Exactly. My hangovers just get worse.
Don't you just, because, I mean, after all, you have a whole bunch of things where they just automatically renew, right?
Yeah,
unless
exactly.
You tell them not to. So
unsubscribe.
Really,
unsubscribe.
Do that.
Remember my way I used to be my body at 20 years old versus 27.
Okay, so there. Paul, Pat Quinn, you probably don't know who Pat Quinn is. Do you know who Pat Quinn
is? I do not.
Pat Quinn, 34 years old. He's from Yonkers, New York.
Okay.
He lost his ability to speak, walk, or use his hands because of ALS.
Okay.
Well, now he can talk once again.
Really?
They've used technology that's very similar to what they use for Stephen Hawking.
Mm-hmm.
Company out of Canada put together, it's called Lyrebird, they put together this technology, and so now he has the ability to speak. That costs money. It's called Project Revoice, but the Ice Bucket Challenge was part of the reason that they had enough money to start it.
Wow.
Yeah. The Ice Bucket Challenge started in 2014, raised $115 million.
That was crazy.
Co-founded by Pat Quinn.
Oh, okay.
So pretty cool. The chance that he actually gets to benefit
right from
the Ice Bucket Challenge that, again,
that
raised
really
$115
cool.
million.
And think about how many people that did it and didn't donate.
Yeah, you're
you know?
Right.
I mean, but it really did take, you know, kind of the world by storm.
And
there, kind
of in this day and time when we're really disgusted over a lot of things that social media is doing allowing.
That was a great example
really
of what good things social media can do.
Good
yeah,
high points.
Absolutely.
So be remembering those things today as you consider that whole deal. A Disney-themed house is up for sale in Florida.
Okay.
The Windermere House is listed on Zillow at $888,000.
Okay.
Each room... Yeah, sure, why not? For somebody else, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Each room in the house filled to the brim with Disney decor. Careful of those things that you get in Mexico.
Not.
We heard about them yesterday.
Yeah, they're full of meth and crack
cocaine. That's right.
Cocaine.
Exactly. There's a special Mickey Mouse-themed kitchen.
Nope. Nope.
Proud owner of this Disney paradise will also get free nightly views of the fireworks display at the nearby Walt Disney World. Mm. That's probably why it's $888,000, because it's near Disney World.
Oh, yeah. Location.
Home became famous locally for its over-the-top annual Disney Christmas lights display. Okay, see, now what if you buy the house?
Then you have that kind of pressure.
Exactly.
You've got to do the lights.
Why aren't you doing the lights this year?
Yeah,
huh? What's the
old
deal,
owner
huh?
did the lights.
That's right. The people who used to live here did that.
And why are they leaving all of their stuff behind?
Well, because maybe they think they can get $888,000.
Maybe they're sick of Disney.
Well, ooh, they can't be saying that after making that kind of investment.
I know, they can't, but... Mm.
And, you know, probably if you go to YouTube, there's probably a video tour of the house, which, you know, saves you a trip to Florida,
there
and you're not going to buy the house, and you get a chance to see...
Creepy Mickey Mouse comes to life at night.
Yeah.
We like to keep it cool in the summertime. Just any pool won't.
Schlitterbahn Water Parks. Get discounted tickets at schlitterbahn.com.
If your home has been damaged by recent hail or high winds, you need a professional, local roofing contractor. Call Lone Star Roof Systems. Don't wait. Avoiding roof repair will cause interior damage to your home. Let a Lone Star Roof Systems specialist perform a free roof inspection today. Fully insured and backed by a 10-year workmanship guarantee. Lone Star Roof Systems. They stand behind their work so you can stand under it. Click MyAggieRoofer.com. No jingles, just roofs.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. X-Track Light Treatment is available locally, exclusively at Child's Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. X-Track Light Treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your X-Track Light Treatment and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Man, is it tough to be a sports fan? Some years bring glory, other years bring challenges, heartache, and the agony of defeat. My Denver Broncos are that way, too. They've won a few Super Bowls, but man, this year they are struggling. I remember a few seasons ago when they started off with a perfect 6-0 record. Nobody could beat them. They were on a pace for one of their best seasons ever. Then everything fell apart. They lost 8 of their final 10 games, and they failed to make the playoffs. Wow. If you're a sports fan, you know the emotional roller coaster I'm talking about. Every season begins with high hopes that your team will finish with a winning record, maybe even cap off the year with a championship. But you never really know how things will turn out until your team is in the thick of it. There are highs, and there's lows. That's how it is with life, too. Each year starts with high hopes for a promotion, for a good report from the doctor, for a child to get back on track. But you never really know how things will turn out until you're in the thick of it. There will be highs and there will be lows. The best teams are the ones who celebrate victories and fight through challenges the very same way, together. That's true in sports and it's true in marriage. None of us knows what a year will bring. That's why, win or lose, good or bad, you and your spouse can get through it all if you do it together. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Here's the cold, hard truth about hard water in our homes. Nearly 90% of America is affected by it. Hard water contains harsh minerals that can dry out skin and hair. Hard water can raise our electricity bill by up to 48%. It even creates buildup in pipes that can lead to pathogenic bacteria growth. Stressed out yet? Don't be. Salt-based water softeners can solve all your hard water issues. Get the full scoop at alittlesalt.org.
Buy a Zeepa and feel good. That's ZYPPAH.com. And when you stop your snoring, you're going to sleep better. You sleep better, you're going to feel better. Don't procrastinate. Go to Zeepa.com, buy a Zeepa, and feel good. That's ZYPPAH.com. And when you stop your snoring, you're going to sleep better. You sleep better, you're going to feel better. Come on, let's get things going, people. Don't procrastinate. Go to Zeepa.com, buy a Zeepa, and feel good. That's ZYPPAH.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning. It is 7:51. We'll make it four in a row for Fighting Texas Aggie baseball. The Maroon and White scored five runs in the bottom of the eighth inning to rally past Alabama last night 12-6. Coach Rob Childress after the victory.
Certainly a hard-fought win. I mean, Docs wasn't incredibly sharp early, being shorted today, and but I thought he competed really well. Maybe his best inning was his fifth inning and probably tried to get a little too greedy running back out for the sixth. But, you know, Sherrod came in and gave us a hole. And from an offensive standpoint, from about the third inning on, we were pretty special. And, you know, Alabama's got some physicality to them up and down the lineup. And, you know, we were very, very fortunate tonight to win against a very good team.
The Aggies will take on the Crimson Tide again tonight at 6:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. On the softball diamond, the ninth-ranked Aggies welcome number 20 Kentucky to town tonight. Coach Joe Evans says don't be fooled by their record. The Lady Wildcats are legit.
We're excited to play Kentucky. I like playing them because they just get out there and play the game, and they're very well coached. Rachel Lawson's a great coach, a great pitch caller. They've had a really tough SEC schedule. So when people look at their record in conference and they think they might be down this year, they're not. They have played Florida, Alabama, Auburn, and LSU in their fourth series. So they're going to get a bunch of wins by the time this season is over. And so we'll have to play really well to beat them.
Now, it's an historic series as it will be the final one at the Aggie Softball Complex before the team moves to Davis Diamond next week. First pitch against the Lady Wildcats is at 6:30 with broadcast on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Texas A&M football's annual Maroon and White game is set for tomorrow at Kyle Field. Now, the rosters were decided schoolyard style with two groups of seniors selecting teammates in a draft. Team White captain Dalen Mack says some shenanigans may have been going on.
Oh, it was really, something at the beginning. I'm not going to really say what happened, but I think we kind of got hosed with a couple picks at first. But, we ended up, I think after the draft, we ended up having the best team. So it's all good.
We'll see if Mack's Team White can get it done against Team Maroon. Admission to the game is free, with things getting underway at 4 p.m. at Kyle Field. Well, it's a Lone Star Showdown in Houston tonight, as the Astros play host to the Rangers. Houston is coming off back-to-back losses to Minnesota, while Texas sits at a lowly 4-10. And to make matters worse for the Rangers, their starting shortstop, second baseman, center fielder, and number three starter are all on the disabled list. Skipper Jeff Banister says now's the time for his team to buckle down.
My job is to make sure that those guys in that clubhouse, their brother. We have a few of them on the ground right now. We still have to go play, and we will. And that's where you create energy by going out and play. Understand that there will be opportunities for others to play now, And it'll be time to find out about some guys in that clubhouse, and we'll figure out how to draw it up, and we're going to go out and play.
First pitch between the Astros and Rangers is at 7:10 at Minute Maid. The NBA playoffs kick off tomorrow with San Antonio Spurs visiting the Golden State Warriors. Now, the Dubs will be without two-time MVP Stephen Curry, who is still recovering from an MCL sprain. Tip-off is at 2 p.m. Meanwhile, the top-seeded Houston Rockets will be in action on Sunday as they welcome the Minnesota Timberwolves to town at 8 p.m. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2013 Ford Edge SE, only $12,342. Now, we've talked about cars similar to this in the past, in that it's a professional car. You feel fine taking clients in it, but it's also roomy enough to be a family vehicle. You guys can take it on road trips, vacations. Again, a 2013 Ford Edge SE, only $12,342 at Team Ford of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 14th, it's Farm Pond Weed Control and Fertilization. This class will help you develop sound strategies for controlling troublesome aquatic weeds and also how to prevent some of them. Come learn how to make your farm pond the best it can be this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Everybody loves the stock market as long as it's going up. In 2007 and 8, it shot down 38% and took 7 years to recover your wealth. Hello, I'm Debbie Bloyd, and I've got an investment option where you're in control and you're not nervously clinging to an unpredictable stock market. Better yet, you can earn a high rate of return for a fixed rate and no risk to your principal. It's also available for IRA and 401k rollovers. Call me today, Debbie Bloyd, at 979-220-3018. Allow me to help you protect your retirement.
Mowing season is here and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Are you newly engaged, planning a wedding? You're in luck. The Spring 2018 issue of Brazos Valley Bride is hot off the press and is the ultimate resource for brides-to-be. Flip through 148 pages of local content from local professionals who can help you plan the most beautiful day of your life. Find the Brazos Valley Bride Spring 2018 issue at local businesses all across the Brazos Valley or visit BrazosValleyBride.com to access our digital edition anytime, anywhere. That's BrazosValleyBride.com.
Couple of minutes still. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so apparently by the time you find your soulmate, you will have kissed how many people?
Oh,
50.
Just rolling it out there. According to a new study, the average woman will kiss 22 people before they find the one. The average man will kiss 25.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah, just say the Dogs. Average age when you meet the person you'll settle down with is 27. That's the average. And after that, an average of 5 relationships end badly. And you'll be the one doing the dumping in 3 of those situations. I guess you're on the other side of the equation on the other 2.
Well, if they deserve to be dumped, then dump them.
And 30% of single people have given up on finding a soulmate. 45% are still holding out hope.
Holding out hope.
No, so there you go. Hey, get this. In New Jersey, they are looking at banning organized tackle football for children under the age of 12. The legislation was introduced this week, the idea to protect children from the situation that might happen in tackle football. The plan, of course, has detractors as well. This personal detractor happens to be the state Senate president, Stephen Sweeney. So since he's the guy who kind of decides what the legislation is going to be that they'll consider, that may not make it, but nonetheless, it's out there. Now, it wouldn't keep you from playing like two below or flag football.
Gotcha.
You could still do that.
Organized tackle.
Yeah, but the first draft of the bill came
out. What
about
unorganized tackle?
Well, see, but that's the other thing. There could certainly be unorganized tackle football games, too. Mm-hmm. So you have to consider that. Okay, we're going to talk about handwriting next hour.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You know, good ones, bad ones, that kind
sure.
of stuff. Yeah. In the meantime, James Bond was almost named James Secretin.
Oh, Bond is better.
Yeah, I think so.
Secretin is just a mouthful.
Right. And saltwater taffy is not made with salt water.
Oh.
Got its name because a candy store in Atlantic City was flooded in 1883, and the owner offered saltwater taffy for sale, and the name stuck.
Huh, okay.
That's how we get that. Look for a high temperature today of about 80. It's 72 now. A Bryan Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.